Phoneboy Speaks, episode 765. That is not a great question.
That's a great question. It's something you'll hear in media interviews in the United States. That's about the only place you'll hear that phrase, that's a great question, usually when you're asked a question about something. And my own observations about that phrase is that I hear it a lot, and that oftentimes it's in response to some sort of a question, and the answer that's given is it may or may not be related to the question that was actually asked. And I've certainly seen this myself in my own looking at the media, and it's certainly the no agenda guys have made fun of it in many occasions. They have not, I don't think they've they've made fun of that's a great question by John C. Dvorak saying that is not a great question, which is a great sound clip, by the way. And it was funny every time I was listening to this podcast by the Freakonomics guys, when they were saying that's a great question, that was my, that was the answer to my, that was always going off in my head. That is not a great question. And that's just, perhaps it's just too much listening to no agenda, but that's it is something that I hear, and I see, when I see this, when somebody answers a question with that's a great question, sometimes the answer that comes back is maybe not related to what the question was asked, but in fact that's what the Freakonomics guys say, is it's usually a bridge to steer the conversation toward the talking points that they have. So that's just something that, yes, is, I guess it's just a reality that you'll hear in the media. And my guess is it's part of media training. I don't know for sure, but it the Freakonomics guys seem to suggest that it is. And so, I don't know, I guess I'll find out soon enough, but that this is just listen in the media for the phrase, that's a great question. And just to hear, just listen for yourself and see if you notice that this is used to steer the conversation around. And my experience shows that. And I'm actually surprised that a mainstream, sort of a quasi mainstream media source would even consider, exposing this trick that the media plays on us all the time. It's kind of unusual, and but it's worth listening to the podcast for yourself, because there's they go into some of the history of it, and it's it's primarily American thing, but it is it's interesting to see the media sort of deconstruct itself. It's very rare that happens, but there you go. Have a listen to the Freakonomics podcast where this is covered, and just watch and see if you start noticing when this phrase is used, what the answers are that come out of the pie holes of the media spokespeople that are being interviewed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.